You're listening to Valley Edition. Earlier this year, Carrie Donis made history, becoming the first woman to lead the Fresno Fire Department. It's a big job protecting a city of over 500,000 residents with a department that's faced years of budget cuts. Chief Donis joins us now on Valley Edition. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's been a very busy day so far. Two major fires last night, one at a commercial recycling facility in South Fresno and another downtown on the Fulton Mall. We have had a number of big fires recently, specifically downtown. Bring us up to date on the fires that happened last night and this morning.
Sure. It's been a very busy morning. Our crews have been, we had a five-alarm fire at the Barrios recycling facility. We've had that before. There's probably, 60 or 70 firefighting personnel on scene. And they still are on scene, not quite as many, but that's a defensive fire, and we'll be mopping that up for probably days because that's a deep-seated fire. The other one broke about 2:15 this morning, and that was the Proctor Jeweler right there on the Fulton Mall and Fresno Street. That's still undetermined, the cause, but we had at least 8 units and 25 personnel on scene. That was a very strenuous working fire. We had a lot of resources there, and usually we can rotate them out with a second alarm and rehab those crews, but they had to take breaks and then get back in there and fight some more fire and pull some ceiling. So it was very strenuous for them.
These major fires would strain any department. Talk about the lack of elasticity there when these major events happen. We saw it also recently with the major fire in the old Del Monte packing house down by Chuck Chansey Park, right across the street essentially from the fire department headquarters. And then just 4 days ago with the warehouse, the Ace Tire warehouse on Ventura. These are big events that stress the department.
Yeah, these are very large fires that do put stressors on our department. We do have great partnerships with some of our neighboring agencies that they commit resources into our city as well. Those are called automatic aid agreements, and vice versa, we assist them when they have large incidents, such as the Ford dealership fire in Clovis, where we helped them. These fires are very close in proximity. They are still undetermined. There is some cause for concern. But they do require a significant amount of firefighting personnel and apparatus to mitigate that emergency. And so, yeah, our sources are strapped pretty thin. Tonight, early this morning, was a kind of the perfect storm where we depleted all of our resources in the city for a short period of time, and then we had some apparatus break free and cover some other parts of the city. But during those times, we have to stop responding to medical emergencies. And American Ambulance has to be the only provider to do that.
If you just joined us in Valley Edition today, we're talking with Fresno Fire Chief Carrie Donis. The fire department has been dealing with a very busy morning so far. Some major fires, one at a recycling facility in South Fresno and another at a jewelry store in the Fulton Mall. Just a few days ago, I saw on the fire union, the local 753's Twitter account, and they posted, this is back on, I guess, May 25th, Fresno Fire is down to only 3 truck companies in the 5th largest city in California. And the firefighters there went on to explain that many of the city's ladder trucks simply aren't operable right now. What is the situation with the equipment that Fresno Fire has right now?
Well, all of our equipment gets used excessively because we are such a busy fire department. We run about 38,000 calls a year. 60 to 80% of those are medical emergencies. The balance are fires and rescue and other calls. But fire trucks are about 80,000-pound pieces of equipment, and they really weren't intended to run 15 calls a day. But that's the position we're in due to the economic times, for the last 4 or 5 years. Now, I have to say that, the city administration has recognized this and have really poured resources last year and this year in this year's proposed budget into improving that. We have were approved for 3 engines and a truck last year. In this year's proposed budget, we have 4 engines, a truck, and a water tender proposed to be replaced. That's almost half of our frontline fleet. We keep going on that path. We will be able to replenish our apparatus and our light vehicle fleet as appropriate because they're wearing out, and that causes a lot of maintenance cost as well.
It's not just the equipment. It's also the personnel as well that face a huge stress in these sorts of events. As you mentioned earlier, the new proposed city budget would also increase the minimum daily staffing for the Fresno Fire Department from 67 to 71. What does that mean in real terms?
Oh, that's really kind of another exciting piece for our members and for our firefighting staff. We were at 66 firefighters on duty for such a long time, so so many years. And what that means is, on duty each day, there's only 66 people that will respond to emergencies. For a metro-sized city of 500,000 population or more, you'll never find a department with that few people. But that's the economic times we were in. And our folks rallied and have done a tremendous job with less resources for many years. In the proposed budget, they approved the SAFER grant, which allowed us to add 4 additional firefighters on duty each day. That's a tremendous push. They've also proposed in this budget to add another company. What does that mean? That means we have now a 2-company house that for, let's say, a truck that runs 15 calls a day, it now will only run maybe 6. And that first-line piece of equipment, an engine in this case, would be run those calls first and add more resources and companies in the busiest areas of our community.
I want to turn now to your story. You took the official title of Fresno Fire Chief after the interim title earlier this year, becoming the first woman to lead the department. You've been serving the city for over 18 years now with the Fresno Fire Department. Did you ever, when you started out 18 years ago, did you ever have in mind that you would one day have have that badge of Fire Chief?
Honestly, I think I always wanted to do something more. I came into this not knowing I was going to be a firefighter. I never knew about the career until someone kind of threw it out there when I was about 27, and it fit nicely and quite frankly perfectly into my past life as a student athlete. And so once I got in there, I wanted to compete for the next position, and I took every promotional opportunity that was available to me just to compete, and I thought management was the best fit for me. I love being a firefighter. I love being on the engines and trucks and driving them and being on the crews, but I think I can make a difference, and I think I have in the last 12 years in administration at that level, and I think this was the pinnacle of the last step in my career path, and I love to be the fire chief in the city in which I live. It's a great honor.
Before we go, I imagine as fire chief you're very busy, but you get any chance to talk to young people, especially young women and girls who see you as a role model, young boys for that matter as well. What's that like?
Absolutely. I love to give back to the community. I've been a coach for many years for youth, softball and soccer. It's important to be a great role model, whether it's for a female or a male. I try to do that in a positive way, and if I can help others with some of my words or some of my examples to promote this career, but also to be a good person and give back to your community, then I think that's well worth it, and I look for those opportunities every place I can.
We certainly, again, thank you so much for joining us today and wish your crew of firefighters out there the best and safe safety as they work to keep the city safe and put down those blazes. Fresno Fire Chief Carrie Donis, thanks again.
Thank you so much.